Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and in studio with me today on this very snowy Tuesday morning is Donna Milbrandt, Midwest Director for Change Her World. Donna, welcome back to All You Ever Wanted to Know. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's, again, great to have you joining us on the program, and we're going to talk today about Change Her World. Now, this is an organization that maybe some people have not quite are familiar with, just because by and large, it's relatively new. It's not as much on the national scene, but in that way, it has its charm, I know, for you to be involved with them. So let's just start off with the basics. Who is Change Her World?
Well, this was a charity started around 2010 when we got our official status as a charity. It was started by a retired teacher and a registered nurse who I got to know, and that's why I got involved. And I like the grassroots nature of it. It is a small organization that has limited expenses, and we don't hire professional fundraisers, so it's everyone in Canada that works for the charity is, of course, unpaid.
Wow, that's great, because then, yeah, all, of course, the overwhelming majority of the funds are going to where it matters most, which is, well, let's dive in, Change Her World. So who are the women that we are talking about when we say Change Her World?
Well, these are the young women and girls in Malawi, Africa, and specifically northern Malawi. This is a more sparsely populated rural area, and the founders had made a trip there for another reason and discovered the dire straits that the girls were not able to access education. The infrastructure was very poor, and families were unable to support girls by paying their school fees.
So often just can't get to school. They're staying around the house. They're doing all they need to back in that, I guess, area of their lives. Just nothing beyond that, really.
Well, girls are often, the boys are educated, but the girls are kept home to work in the gardens and look after the younger siblings. And also the distance that they sometimes have to travel. And so we provide bikes for girls who have to walk greater than 2 hours one way.
Wow. Again, it's something that we take for granted, being here in Canada, just the ease of having things like transportation to and from school even, or work, or, well, really anywhere for that matter. We have just someone right next door who we can turn to, say if our car is broken down or something to that. You mentioned a rural area. It could be large areas before someone even has close to some kind of easier mode of transportation.
Correct. And these girls are often parented by grandparents. Sometimes the fathers are away working or have died of AIDS or TB or malaria, which are the threats in that community. And mothers have sometimes died. So these older ladies are selling things like tomatoes on the side and are unable to provide the uniforms, the fees that are required.
So with this organization now getting its national charity status, tell us about some of those more, I guess, things that have been done to help enhance the lives of these women, able to get them to school, I guess, ultimately now.
Well, we started by repairing old schools that the boys had abandoned. They got the new schools, but the girls had to use the older existing ones. So we put on roofs, put in windows. We built toilets. Schools were being closed down because the toilets were in disrepair, and so we did things like that. Then they had a great need, girls, for a reusable sanitary protection because they have to miss school for a week every month. Underwear. We have provided over 15,000, and this is data from a year ago, over 15,000 pairs of underwear. They never had any.
Wow. Donna Milbrandt, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're talking today about Change Her World. Lots of great information will be available from Donna at Harvest Showdown. There will be a display set up. Well, what else? What other information will people be able to find out if they come see you later on this week?
Well, they can find out about some of the other projects that we do, such as the goat projects. We 60 ladies and their families are now being supported by just having food and being able to sell milk and other milk products. We just the various projects that we get involved in. We support 200 girls, and we have girls in post-secondary education, and so our first graduate just passed her board exams as a registered nurse midwife, and so we're excited about that. She has acquired a position, as well as two teachers that we educated have now been hired, so that's exciting. But we are in dire straits for funding for continuing to support the girls in post-secondary education.
I find that's a big factor in whether or not the organization is able to really thrive, and just being able to have more people, I guess in this case, in Malawi, for example. It's nice to have people come from Canada and go over and do what they can and then come back home, but it's so much more lasting, obviously, when you have someone directly tied with the organization actually there on the scene who lives there. Does Change Your World have that?
We do. The zones that we work in, we currently work in six zones. They each have committees, and there are men on the committees as well, which is exciting for us. We have other people that, such as directors of education, that kind of guide and tell us what we need to do to provide resources, educational resources for the children, flashcards, even just soccer balls. They have nothing. So the only thing we don't worry about sending is heavy books and paper, because it is just way too expensive to send. So we're quite discerning in what we send over there.
And with the people that are over there, they're able to distribute everything to those that need it most ultimately. Does someone have to come and approach Change Your World to say, hey, I want to have help? Or are the people in Malawi kind of searching these people out that could be helped the most? How does that work?
The local committees, exactly. They are the ones that find the girls that are in most need. And so, of course, they're prioritized. And so it's very driven by the local people. And our only paid individual there is a admin assistant who looks after all the supplies that we send, the birthing kits, medical supplies, etc. We look after the girls. They have a medic who travels around on a motorbike. If a girl doesn't show up for school for a few days, he goes out and checks on her. She could be sick, which has happened, very ill. And so it is very, very locally driven. And so they come to us with their requests. We help prioritize with them. And then, of course, we try to get the funding together to support them.
Now, does someone such as yourself go over there, too, from Canada, to see how things are going and progressing, too?
Yes. It is a requirement for any charity to go over to visit their projects. So the founders, Linda Willis and Carol Hamilton, have been over there quite a few times, and I hope to go next time.
Excellent. Well, again, we're chatting with Donna Milbrandt, Midwest Director for Change Her World. Like you said, Donna, head office is in Canada, in Ontario.
Stratford, Ontario.
Great. So people know that it's tied here in Canada with that connection. People want more information. Do people call you? Should they come down to Harvest Showdown? Is there a website, things like that?
There's a website. It's just www.changeherworld.ca. Mm-hmm. And come and talk to us. I have a variety of ladies helping me out, and so they know quite a bit of the information as well. So we look forward to speaking with you.
Excellent. Well, we'll take a quick commercial break. There's still lots more information, I know, to be had today on our program. It's All You Ever Wanted to Know, talking today about Change Her World. We'll be right back after this. And we're back on All You Ever Wanted to Know today, chatting with Donna Milbrandt with Change Her World. And again, a relatively new charity. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, when one's still under 10 years of age, still on the up and up, but still great to hear of what this organization is doing, specifically in Malawi. And Donna, for yourself, what was it about Change Her World that really got you interested and wanted, to be more than just a supporter, but actually directly involved and tied to the organization?
Hearing about the various gender issues throughout the media over the many years, And also seeing it probably within Canada, in our country, gender issues and gender inequality has been a passion of mine. 70% of the poor are women, and 40 million girls in Canada, in the world, are going without primary education. These statistics are improving with the various initiatives of a variety of charities and government organizations. However, we have a long way to go.
And I know, like you were mentioning a bit beforehand, there is now the standard for, you know, young women or girls to get the education like their male peers in Malawi, for example. But just like you were alluding to, just the reality is for so many of them who are, well, raising families, for example, the families of their potentially deceased parents in some situations, or just abandoned parents, this is the task they've basically been forced to deal with. And so it limits their opportunity to get an education in a lot of ways, which then in turn can just create a cycle of poverty just within a household, for example.
Correct. For girls who get an education of at least 7 years and even more, this means that they marry approximately 4 years later than they ordinarily would, and they have 2.2 fewer children. So this enables them also, for every year of education that they get, they can make 20% more money. And as we know, women bring home a lot more money to their families and their communities when they are working. They are empowered. And compared to men who, on average, in these poor countries, bring home 30%. So your family is healthier and your community is healthier.
Now, is it a similar situation in Malawi where I know the education costs, for example, something like only a couple of dollars, which to us here in Canada isn't that big of a deal, but just those few dollars in a place like Malawi, well, it is enough of a barrier to prevent someone from being able to pursue education. Is it similar where, you know, it's really a fraction of the cost for something like education for, you know, people, and in this particular case, the women or young girls in Malawi?
Yes. We support about 200 girls in primary and right up to post-secondary. It costs about $350. Now, this is U.S. dollars because all of our Canadian money has to be transferred into U.S. and then into the Malawi currency. $350 per girl, and then it rises to about $1,600 for post-secondary education.
Okay. And like you say, though, there's so much, life-changing education that can be given to a young woman in this regard to, well, just like you say, it's in the name of the organization to change her world, really.
Correct. And that's why I got involved. I'm living in rural Saskatchewan, but I can change one girl, two girls, three girls by contributing, by sewing things, reusable sanitary protection, and by giving my charitable donations there.
Now, not likely going to see, say, a commercial on, say, a CTV or a Global for Change Her World.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I guess with that being said, I guess for yourself, you know, there's a charm that comes from just being so closely tied to with an organization that can't do something such as that. I know that's what interests you about helping change her world, just an organization that's on the rise, if you will. What are some of those benefits in your eyes with being able to be tied with an organization that, maybe isn't having those PSAs on those national TV networks? What are some of the things that you appreciate about it?
Well, I want to use my money wisely. I want to be a good steward of my money. And so it's very important to me that the majority of it goes directly to the people that it is intended to be. We will not have any movie stars or TV stars promoting at this point. However, it's just a driving force, I think, for myself to change her world, to change an individual's life. And if I can make a difference, I've done it. I may not know her, but we have made a difference in their lives.
Yeah, no, and that's great because, I mean, just even how you've been able to share your passions for this organization, just having you here pulls so much more weight, at least in my own personal eyes, than watching on TV of, well, someone I've never met before who... Sure, your words are nice, but there also might be financial incentive behind what you're trying to tell me and convince me of. When I hear, you know, little administration cost tied to people involved with Change Her World, it is a comforting thought knowing as much money as possible is going where it's needed most.
Correct. Many of these girls are in abusive situations, and we help them rise above it. A part of Change Her World has really changed the lives of a lot of girls who have run away from homes that have been very abusive. And we put them living with families who protect them and keep them safe. And for many women across the world, this is the essential thing.
Great. If you want more information on Change Her World, again, simple Google search will bring it up. Or also, if you'd rather talk to Donna in person, you can do that later on this week at Harvest Showdown. They will have a booth, I'm guessing, inside the Flexi Hall with the trade.
Correct. Yes.
Trade show and everything that's been going on. Great. Well, Donna, was there anything else you wanted to get there about Change Her World?
Well, it would be nice if we had lots of people come around giving us donations. We currently can't afford to add any other girls. We have girls waiting to enter post-secondary. However, we do not have the funding. So right now, our main issue is having sufficient funding to meet the needs that are out there.
Okay. Well, all the best. Hopefully, lots of people do come out over the course of the week at Harvest Showdown to learn more about Change Her World. Donna Milbrandt, our guest today on the program, Midwest Director in this part of the country. Thanks again, Donna.
Thank you.
All you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.